Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. We're glad you're here. You can also join us in person at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We are a place of grace and a Bible-believing Pentecostal church where everyone is welcome to come and experience God. On behalf of Pastor Clark and all of us at Souls Harbor, I invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's join the service.
Do you love the Lord? Come on, smile at me this morning. Do you love the Lord? Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to preach to you this morning on a subject called God Knows How We Feel. Amen. How many know God knows how we feel? So I'm going to ask you a question, and you got to listen to it real close, okay? How many right now like to feel like you feel when you feel like you feel right now? Some of you are looking a little bumfuzzled. Okay, now I've got how many like to feel when you feel like you feel right now? Amen. Right now we're in the house of the Lord, so we ought to like what we feel right now, because God's presence is here. But you know, so many times there are things that will throw us sideways, that will keep us from feeling what we really want to feel. Or something may happen that will just throw our whole day into a turmoil, into a spin that we don't really know how to happen, or how it happened, or how we're going to deal with it. There was a businessman from Tulsa, Oklahoma, that went on a business trip to Amarillo, Texas. He immediately sent an email back to his wife, Paula. Unfortunately, he forgot his wife's exact email address, and the email went and ended up to a Mrs. Paul Arnold in Rapid City, South Dakota, the wife of a preacher who had just died. The preacher's wife, Penny, took one look at the email, and she just fainted. When she had finally come to and her daughter began to slap her and ask her what was wrong, Penny historically pointed at the email and said, "Read what that just said." And it said, "I've arrived safely, but it sure is hot down here." That would kind of throw things into a tailspin for you, wouldn't it? "I've arrived safely, but it sure is hot down here." But you know what? God knows exactly what we feel. God understands our thoughts and understands what we have going through our minds and the things that the devil would love to try to throw at us. In the book of Psalms, chapter 139, 1 through 4, it says, "Lord, you have examined me and know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them, and you know where I go and where I lay down. You know everything I do, Lord. Even before I say a word, you already know." Psalms 139, 23 and 24 reads, "God, examine me and know my heart. Test me and know my anxiety and my anxious thoughts. See if there is any bad thing in me. Lead me to the road to everlasting life." You know, there are times when you're hurting, and there are times when you feel a lot of pain going on. And there are some things that have just totally gone wrong, and some problems and some type of loss and some type of tragedy that happened in your life. And the last thing that you need is for somebody to come up and pat you on the shoulder and say, "I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly how you feel." A part of us just wants to scream out, "You have no idea what I'm feeling right now, so quit telling me you know how I feel." You know, you go through these things and they go through your hearts and they mean well, but they really don't know exactly how you feel. And to a large degree, they don't. They don't know what you're going through. Now, my mother passed away many, many years ago, and you know, it was very hard and it was very difficult, and it was hard for me and hard for our family at that time. And people would say, "Well, I know it, but you know, Brother Leonard here, a long time ago, his brother passed away, and I went up to him and I said, 'I know how you feel.' And he looked at me and he said, 'No, you don't know how I feel. You know what? I know how I felt when my mother passed away, but I didn't know how he felt when his brother passed away. You know, there may be some different feelings that are really going on within that battle, because we don't know exactly what's going on in our lives, and we don't exactly understand. So don't go up to somebody and say, I know how you feel, but go up to somebody and say, I am praying for you, and I am trusting God to give you strength, and I'm trusting God to give you the victory over that thing. Because if there's no other person that knows what we feel, God knows exactly how we feel. If there's no other person on the face of this earth that we feel like we can talk to, we can always talk to God, because he's always lending an ear. And he said, you can come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I'm going to give you rest. Church, today there may be those that are going through sickness. There are those that have gone through pain. There are those that have gone through heartache, perhaps in the families, and the children are not being raised exactly the way they ought to be raised. The job may not be going exactly the way the job should be going. The income may not be coming in exactly the way the income should coming in. We may not be feeling exactly the way that we want to feel. But let me tell you what Jesus said, I will never leave you. He said, if I can quote, he said, I'll never leave you, because I know how you feel. I know what you're going through. You can turn your problems, your heartaches, your situations over to this God that I'm serving today, because he knows. He's walked the path. He hung upon the cross that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. The one that I'm talking about today is the one that was born in Bethlehem. The one that I'm talking today walked this earth for some 33 and a half years. This one that I'm talking about today hung suspended between heaven and earth and said, God, I'm doing it for Souls Harbor, a Pentecostal Church of God. God, I'm doing it because I want them to feel the victory. I want them to feel salvation. I want them to feel that there is hope, even though the devil says that there is no life or no hope. God knows how we feel. Matthew chapter 9, 36, it says, when he saw the crowds, he was deeply moved with compassion for them, because they were troubled and helpless like a sheep without a shepherd. Can I read that one more time? When he saw the crowd, he was deeply moved with compassion for them, because they were troubled and they were helpless and like a sheep without a shepherd. A church today, let me tell you, I sing a song that says, God walks the dark hills. God walks the dark hills for you and for me. A church today, he may look at you when you're troubled. You might say, there's no way that God understands. There's no way that he understands the burden that I'm carrying. But he understands the feelings that we have in this life. Life is not easy. I'll be the first to tell you. I'll be the first to tell you that life is a challenge. There are a lot of bumps in the road as we grow and as we conduct our lives. There's a lot of bumps. I'm not telling you today that it's easy, because it's not. As little children, we must learn to feed ourselves. We must learn to dress ourselves. School and educations are even difficult for kids today. As human beings, we must learn to interact with other people and learn to communicate with them. The whole dating scene, I don't know if anybody here is dating. Oh, but it's a fiasco. I never want to go through that again. You know, men, when they're dating, they do, well, never mind, let's just go on. The whole dating scene, dealing with the opposite sex. There are marriage problems in this world that we're living in today. There's not a marriage that is perfect. My wife, we can really say that we haven't had an argument since we've been married for 6 years. And the only reason why we haven't had an argument is because she won't argue with me. If I say something or do something, her song. She'll look at me, just fold her arms and say, "Yes, dear. Yes, dear." I said, "Say something." "No, dear. No, dear. We don't have any arguments," because she won't argue with me. Oh, but we consider all the things that life throws at us. And it's quite a challenge in this day and in this hour that you and I are living in today. The book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 10 through 18 says, "In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, shall make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family, so Jesus is not ashamed to call them brother and sister." Jesus was not ashamed. He said, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters in the assembly, and I will sing praises. And again, I will put my trust in him." And again, he says, "Here I am, and the children of God hath given me, since the children have flesh and blood." He too shared this in humanity, so that by death he might break the powers of sin, who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who live their lives in safely in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not the angels who helped, but Abraham's descent. For this reason, he had to make them like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a sacrifice and faithful high priest to God, and that he might make atonement for their sins. Listen, because he himself suffered when he is tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted today. This God that I'm serving, this God, he died upon the cross. He gave his life. He went through the things that you and I go through. He knows. He understands. He knows how it feels to be laughed at. He knows how it feels to be ridiculed. He knows how it feels where he has to give up everything. He knows how it feels to go through pain and suffering. He knows how it feels when man rejected him. The reason why he knows how we feel is because he's already felt what we feel today. Hallelujah. God knows how we feel. Jesus faced these challenges of the life. The he writer in Hebrews says, since the children have flesh and blood, Jesus too shared in their humanity. He said Jesus had to be made like brothers in any way. This is a marvel of Christians, of Christmas. God became a human being and faced human conditions in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. God knows how we feel. Jesus was in Mary's womb for 9 months. Jesus had to learn to feed himself, had to learn to walk, had to learn to do basic things. Jesus had to learn how to interact with other people. Jesus had to learn how to obey his father and mother. He had to submit to the laws of the land and the customs of society. Jesus had to make living a care. He knows. He gave over. You say he was God. All he had to do was call upon the name of his father. But church, let me tell you today, he went through those things for you. He went through those things for me. If you ever get to the place in your life where you feel like nobody cares and nobody understands, you've got to know that Jesus is the way. You've got to understand that Jesus is the truth. You've got to understand that Jesus is the way, because he knows exactly how you feel. I asked you the question before we started. How many like to feel when you feel like you feel right now? There's so many times in a day that we go through that we feel like we just cannot take another step. There may be times in your life where you feel like you wake up and you just don't want to have a conversation with your wife. You don't want to have a conversation with your husband. You don't want to go through things that the children are hollering, running through here. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. There's times, you know, that I wake up that, you know, Lori is so kind and so sweet, brings me my coffee and does this, and I'm just like, just leave me alone. I don't want you bugging me right now. Just go away. But church today, I'm afraid that that's what's going on in the church world today, is that we wake up and we're like, God, I don't want to talk to you today. I don't want to read your word today. I don't want to do this, that, or the other. Lori and I was talking before church this morning down in the basement, and we was talking there, and we was talking about reading the word. And, you know, she looked at me and she said something that really kind of startled me. But and I don't think she meant it in a bad way at all. But she said, you know what? She said, every day when I get up, I listen to my Bible, and I listen to it every single day when I get up. But she said, you know what? Sometimes an hour after I've read it, I forgot what I read. She said, I just, pure honesty, just forgot, you know what, today the devil wants us to take the word and put it way in the back of somewhere and don't remember. But church, we need to remember what the word of God said. He said, I am that friend that will stick close to you. He said, I will never leave you, or I will never forsake you. He said, I know exactly how you feel. You may not feel like praising me right now, but I still love you. You may not feel like reading the word, but I still love you. You may not feel like talking about me, but I still love you. Why is that? Because he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God knows how we feel as we live in this life. There are times we feel overwhelmed with what may have to be done in a certain day. What we must go out, and some people have to do job interviews or get meaningful work. God knows how you feel. When we date, or when the money is short, or when we just forget about Jesus, God knows how you feel. He knows, and he cares, and he understands each and every load that you and I are carrying today. Oh, but Brother Dennis, how do you know? You don't know how I feel. No, I don't, but I know a God who does. I know a God who knows. Whether you're sick, I know a God. Whether you're discouraged, I know a God that you feel like that you can't get out of bed and take another step forward. I know a God that stands right there beside me when I don't feel like anybody else is there. I know a God that's going to lead, guide, and direct your footsteps. Whether you want to be led, guided, or directed in a way, God is with you, and he understands exactly what you feel. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse 7 and 8 said, the Lord did not set his love on you, or nor chosen you to become. You were more than just a number than any of the people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. We can put that in our lives today. The Lord wants to deliver us from that slavery that the devil wants to put in our lives. We cry out, do Lord, do Lord, do remember me. Do you really pray to him every single day? Is the first thing that you do before you get out of bed or before you start your day is just say a prayer, God be with me, God help me, God protect my family. God, I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the pain. I thank you for the suffering that you went through. You might say, but I'm just a few small one. But it was because of you that Jesus died. It was because of you that he said, I know exactly how you feel, and I understand what you're going through. Number two, God knows how we feel when we suffer. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 and 4 says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all trouble, that we can be comforted, comfort those in trouble, and comfort we ourselves receive from God. He knows how you feel when you feel like you feel. He understands and he helps you through your suffering and through your pain. Romans chapter 5, 3 and 4 says, not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, but we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Why is life so hard, and why do people have to suffer? Brother Leonard said this many times. He doesn't understand why little babies have to suffer. Don't understand why rape is on a rampage. Don't understand why this. We don't understand. Why is it so hard that we as Christians have to suffer the way that we have to suffer? First of all, the first thing, the answer to that is because of sin. The Bible clearly states that causes all misery and all heartache and problems and sufferings in the life, and it was because of what Adam and Eve did. Our parents brought sin into this world. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59 and 2, but your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that you will not hear. Why do people suffer today? It's because of sin. Why are people going through today? Because of sin. Why are people and the world is in the rampage that it's in? It's because of sin. Why is things going on like we've never seen before? Why are bodies being killed and burned? Why are babies being taken? Why? It's because of sin that's out in the world. A damaged relationship shows that sin creates division between God and us, and it produces a breach of trust between us and God. Adam and Eve opened up Pandora's box of sin. Because of that, God cursed the whole universe. And when God gets mad, you better watch out, because things are going to happen. The Apostle Paul said the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth unto the present time. Sickness, diseases, pain, heartache, natural disasters, floods, earthquakes, hurricanes, storms, human misery, all of these things, because God's not happy with the way the world is going today. He may not be happy, but he's still in control, and he still knows what he's doing. But to say that people suffer because of sin, while it is true, it doesn't go just far enough. People suffer today, and that's only half of the story, the law side of the story. But the Bible tells us there's another side of the story, another way to explain suffering in the world, a gospel side, a good news reason for suffering. 1 Peter 5:10 says, after that you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you into his glory in Christ, will himself restore, comfort, strength, and establish you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8:18, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed unto us. Hebrews 2:10 says, in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Jesus gave his life. Yes, we may suffer. Oh, but church, when we finally get to heaven, we sing the song, we're going to lay down our burdens. We're going to lay down that sword and shield, that thing that we've had to fight with all of these years. The pain and the suffering and the heartaches, they're helping you to get stronger and stronger and stronger in God, because God knows what he's doing in this world today. Jesus became a human being, and all the suffering of his sin that a sinful human race laid upon him. But the text says he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, that he might make an atonement for the sins of the people. Jesus of Nazareth suffered. He suffered in all areas of life. He suffered all the guilt of our sin. He suffered all the consequences of sin. He suffered as the substitute for man in place of humans. He suffered everything that mankind would go through because of their rebellion against God. In Christ Jesus, all sin has been dealt with for the final time, because he said in Hebrews 2:17, he made atonement for the sins of the people. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self took our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Leviticus 17:11 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Hebrews 9:22 says, in almost all things are by law purged with sin, but without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sin. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the pain that he went through, that you and I could go through what we go through today, because he knows and he understands. We have a God that is true to us. But he keeps saying, I know how you feel and I can help you. When we're battling cancer, he said, I know how you feel and I can help you. When you're facing job losses, he's standing there saying, I know how you feel and I can help you. When we're raising difficult children, he said, I know how you feel and I can help you. When our husbands or wives desert us for another person, he said, I know how you feel and I can help you. When we deal with the results of alcohol or drug problems, he says, I know how you feel and I can help you. When we must live with sexual mistakes, he says, I know how you feel and I can help you. When we display the unpleasantness of life, and because this world is such a miserable cesspool of sin, remember this, Jesus said, I know how you feel and I can help you. He said, I know, I've walked the road, I know how you feel. Psalms 46:1 said, God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. Psalm 68:7, God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwelt in a dry land. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He suffered, but yet he conquered, and we can go through the things that we go through today because of what he did. Romans 5:8 said, but God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, he still died for us. Ephesians 2:8-9 said, for by grace have you been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, that no man should boast. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That suffering paid for all of our sins. The guilt is gone. We are forgiven. And God will help us plow through all the results of sin that have afflicted us right now. God knows how we feel. Lastly, God knows how we feel when we're facing death. God knows how we feel. Of course, the ultimate consequence that we all face one day is going to be death. And there too, we know that God understands what we feel. Hebrews 2:14 says, but God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood. The Son also became flesh and blood, for only as a human being could he die. And not only by dying could he break the powers of the devil with the power of death. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Jesus knows what we're going through, even though we face death. The devil is the dealer in death. He led Adam and Eve into death in the first place in the garden. When it said Genesis 2:17, on the day that you eat for the forbidden fruit, you shall surely die. And Adam and Eve ate, and they were afraid. They were afraid because of their separation from God. Remember this. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The fear of death is in our hearts by nature because of our sin. I've heard a lot of people on my job say, I'm not afraid of dying. I'm just going to have a big party when I get to hell. They say, I'm not going to worry about it because I'm not afraid what's going to happen. I'm just going to live my life to the fullest today. But when death comes their way, the first person that they're going to call upon is God.
Amen.
God knows how we feel when we face dying. When we consider our own mortality, when we see the years slip away. I was getting in the car coming to church this morning, and for some reason there was a picture in the back of the car, and it was Brother Marvin and Lori standing there, and Lori couldn't be much more 10 or 11 years old, and I took the picture, and I said, this was in the back of the car. I said, is that you? And she said, yeah, that's me. I don't look like that now. And I said, none of us look like we looked when you were that age. Mortality slowly slips away, and we become older and older. I was also listening to a song on the radio this morning, and I looked at Lori, and I said, I know who that is. That's Nancy Harmon. And I remember when she was singing, I mean, one of the greatest musical evangelists that there is. And she was a large woman playing an organ and always trusted God. When she sang, it was like heaven opened up. And I said, I know who that is. And I said, look her up on the internet. And she looked her up. And here was this frail little person walking with a cane that could hardly understand what she was doing. But yet she was still singing the gospel. When life comes and life goes, we have to understand that we are all going to face death at one time. He reminds us that death of a believer is just a gateway to eternal heaven. I'll never forget this as long as I live. When my brother was dying, he was laying there in bed, and my dad was standing beside him. The whole family was in tears because we knew that life was just very shortly going to come out of his life. And I remember my dad looking at Mark and saying, Mark, are you ready? And this is his exact words. He said, I am ready. I only have one fear, because I don't know what's going to happen when I leave this world and go to the next. My dad looked at Mark, and this is the exact words. Said, you're just going to close your eyes in this world, and you're going to open your eyes in heaven. What an assurance that we have as Christians that through anything and all things that we go through, God knows how we feel. God knows how we feel. And we can trust Him. We can depend upon Him. And lastly, through Jesus, our God says to us, I know how you feel. In Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 12, let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in Him, for He shields all the day long. And the one the Lord loves rests upon His shoulders. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 27 said, the eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Are you looking for a safe place to trust? Come to Jesus. Picture your head nestled between His shoulders, and picture your head tucked underneath His chin, and His loving arms wrapped securely around about you. You are His beloved. You can find comfort in that embrace. Are you weak and weary, afraid that you might stumble and fall? Fall on Jesus. Feel his strength beneath you as he scoops you up and carries you into his everlasting arms. Rest safely in his love, shielded from all day long by his presence and filled with his peace. Would you close your eyes this morning?
Thanks for joining us here at Souls Harbor Church. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us and hearing the Word of God. We invite you to join us live for the service and be part of all that God is doing here at Souls Harbor. Be sure to check back each week for our latest message. And in the meantime, be blessed in Jesus' name.